had heard the stories spread by the boatmen. Mogaba said something to one of his lieutenants. They looked the black man, Blade, over good. The geek and the freak, who had confessed to being brothers and having the real names Claw of the Lion and Heart of the Lion, also moved in to look him over. He wasn't pleased. I asked Heart, "Is there something special about that guy?"
"Maybe, Captain, maybe. Tell you later."
"Right. Back to Forsberger. You've been watching us. We want to know why." He had an answer already.
"My buddies and me, we've been hired to take the Broad and the old boy down the river. We was kind of hoping we could hook on with you guys as far as Taglios. For the extra protection, you know what I mean?"
He looked at Mergen and the Standard.
"I seen that somewhere before."
"Roses, who are you? How stupid did I look? Maybe I needed to check a mirror."
"Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm Swan, Willow Swan."
He stuck out a hand. I didn't take it.
"This here's my buddy Cordy Mather, Cordwood. Don't ask. Even he don't know why. And this is Blade. We've been doing what you might call freelancing up and down the river, taking advantage of being exotic. You know how it is. You guys been about everywhere."
He was rattled. You couldn't have tortured it out of him, maybe, but he was scared half to death. He kept looking at the Standard and the coach and the horses and the Gnar and shuddering. He was a lot of things, maybe, that he was not going to admit. A liar was the biggest. I thought it might be interesting, even entertaining, to have him and his bunch along. So I gave him what he wanted. "All right, tag along, as long as you pull your weight and remember who's in charge." He broke out in smiles.
"Great! You got it, Chief!"
He started chattering at his pals. The old man said something sharp that shut him up. I asked Frogface, "He give anything away there?"
"Nah, he just said, 'I did it, Chief,' and went to bragging on his golden tongue."
"Swan, where the hell is this Taglios? I don't have a Taglios on my maps."
"Let me see."
Half an hour later, I knew his Taglios was a place my best map named Troco Talios.
"Trogo Taglios," Swan told me. "There's this monster city, Taglios, that surrounds an older one that was called Trogo. The official name is Trogo Taglios, but nobody ever calls it anything but Taglios anymore. It's a nice place. You'll like it."
"I hope so." One Eye said, "He's going to try to sell you something, Croaker." I grinned. "We'll have some fun with him while he tries. Watch them. Be friendly with them. Find out whatever you can. Where's Lady gotten off to now?" I was too fussed. She wasn't far off. She was standing aside, inspecting our new acquisitions from another angle. I beckoned her. "What do you think?" I asked when she joined me. Swan's eyes popped when he got a good look at her. He was in love.
"Not much. Watch the woman. She's in charge, and she's used to getting her own way."
"Aren't you all?"
"Cynic."
"That's me, to the bone. And you're the one made me that way, love." She gave me a funny look, forced a smile. I wondered if we'd ever recover that moment on that hillside so many miles to the north.